This message comes from NPR sponsor Homes.com. When you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Homes.com has got you covered with a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tens of thousands are without power today in California, where a powerful winter storm is dumping snow in the Sierra Nevadas. The Lake Tahoe area is being hit hard. More than a dozen ski resorts have had to close, including Palisades Tahoe. Visiting from Reno, Dana Ader says she's never seen anything like it.
I saw a big red yesterday. That was totally flipped over. It was gnarly.
Officials are warning of whiteout conditions and winds topping 100-plus miles per hour. A blizzard warning is in effect through tomorrow. The weekend forecast for the Texas Panhandle may prove to be a challenge for firefighters. The National Weather Service is warning of strong winds and relatively low humidity. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says the wildfires may have destroyed as many as 500 structures, and the Smokehouse Creek fire has burned about 1,700 square miles. Elon Musk is suing OpenAI for breach of contract, claiming it's placed profits over its nonprofit mission. NPR's Bobby Allen reports that Musk was a co-founder of the ChatGPT maker, but later had a falling out with the company.
Elon Musk was one of the founders and early financial backers of OpenAI. It was established in 2015 as a nonprofit research lab with a mission to develop artificial intelligence in an ethical way and outside the pressures of the for-profit world of Silicon Valley. But Musk quit years later after a power struggle with leadership. Now Musk says OpenAI is basically a subsidiary of Microsoft, which has invested billions, and that it has abandoned its mission of developing AI not with the goal of making money, but with the aim of studying the risks to humanity. OpenAI declined to comment on the suit. Musk is joined by a chorus of AI researchers who have criticized OpenAI from straying from its founding principles to profit on ChatGPT and other services. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
In Atlanta, a judge must now decide whether Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis should be removed from the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump and several co-defendants. Attorneys have wrapped up final arguments, and Sam Greenglass of member station WABE reports a ruling is expected within 2 weeks.
Several defendants, including Trump, argued Willis's relationship with the special prosecutor created a disqualifying conflict of interest. Now, Judge Scott McAfee faces a key question. Does Georgia law require an actual conflict to disqualify a DA, or just the appearance of one?
There are several legal issues to sort through, several factual determinations that I have to make. And so I will be taking the time to make sure that I give this case the full consideration it's due.
Appeals could stretch into the summer, and it's already in doubt whether the Georgia election case makes it to trial before November at all, now that Trump's federal election case has been significantly delayed. For NPR News, I'm Sam Greenglass in Atlanta.
This is NPR. President Biden's signature on a short-term spending bill may have avoided a partial government shutdown this weekend, but the shutdown threat still hangs over Washington. That stopgap measure keeps some federal agencies in business through the end of next week, others through March 22nd. When Congress passed that latest short-term spending bill this week, one of the measures they agreed on has implications for those needing a student loan. NPR's Janet Ujung-Lee reports it blocks the Education Department's promise to further expand Pell Grant eligibility.
Pell Grants are designed to help low-income students pay for higher education. Congress expanded Pell Grant eligibility 3 years ago. But recently, the Ed Department announced its intention to make Pell Grants accessible to even more students and provide more aid to those who qualify. This week's short-term spending bill put a stop to that effort. Republicans said the expansion would have crippled the Pell Grant program by creating a $7 billion funding gap next year. Democrats said the government shouldn't have to choose between expanding Pell and preserving the program's long-term viability. Rather, they say it should try to do both. Janet Ujung-Lee, NPR News.
A couple of basketball moments to watch for this weekend. LeBron James likely to become the first NBA player to reach 40,000 points in a career today. He's just 9 points away from the mark as his Los Angeles Lakers prepare to host the Denver Nuggets. And Caitlin Clark could top the late Pete Maravich's all-time college scoring record when Iowa plays Ohio State tomorrow afternoon. Clark needs 18 points to become the college game's all-time leading scorer. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.